Welcome to A Minute of Your Day. I'm Carol Howell, and we're in my kitchen today. I am getting ready to chop up this cabbage into little pieces, not shredded, you know, not that little, but bite-sized pieces, and I'm going to put it in the frying pan after I put some garlic and some red onion that I have yet to chop. I saute that red onion and the garlic, and then I add the cabbage to it and put a little bit of broth in there to get some steaming going on. Put the lid on it and let that cabbage cook down. I do it maybe medium high, something like that, stirring it every once in a while. Add some salt and pepper. And oh my goodness, cooked cabbage, it's so good. Well, the reason I tell you is today we're talking about the next letter in our acronym, MEDSRX, M-E-D-S-R-X. M is meditation, E is exercise, and yes, my friend Lisa guessed it, D is diet. And you know I'm all about healthy eating, especially when we can lean towards that plant-based eating. I want to give you a couple ideas for some snacks. Now, I was so excited to find natural organic peanut butter at Costco at a very good price. I mean, this size jar in the grocery store is like $9. I got two of them for $12. That was a happy moment. An unhappy moment was when my coach, my health coach, said, Carol, a tablespoon a day. That's it. What? A tablespoon? That just gets me started. But I take a tablespoon of this, and I've gotten hooked up in Costco. So you're going to see this is Costco too. Kirkland or Costco's Greek yogurt, non-fat, plain Greek yogurt. Be careful. The vanilla yogurt is nowhere near as healthy for you. I mix that with my one tablespoon. Do 3/4 yogurt, 1 tablespoon of that healthy peanut butter. And then I sprinkle a little bit of monk fruit with erythritol. This says Splenda. I don't eat Splenda. Splenda is not good for you. This is the Splenda company, but it's actually monk fruit that has erythritol in it. I put Costco brand in it and just refilled it because it's easier to hold. The Costco brand, guys, will save you so much money. And I mix all that up and eat it on my finger and then with a spoon. But then I take peppers that I keep chopped up in my jar because they last longer. I dip the peppers in the yogurt that has the peanut butter, that has the monk fruit. Oh, that's such a good snack. Now, if you're into nuts, healthy for you is raw nuts. Not the kind that've got oil on them and all the salts and all that good tasting stuff, but bad for you junk. Raw cashews. Again, you can buy these at lots of stores that sell them bulk and you scoop them up. Costco sells them cheaper. I should get paid by Costco, shouldn't I? Just some snack ideas and a good vegetable for your side dish this week. I hope you enjoy it. I really do love all of these things. I have the yogurt almost every afternoon. Happy eating, MEDSRX, meditation, exercise, and diet. Next week, we're going to talk about S. Wonder what that is. It's not sex. Just don't think that. It's something different. See you next time. Bye-bye.